Blog Talk Radio.
My name is Jason Dias, and I'm broadcasting from New Braunfels, Texas. But a long, long time ago, I was on what was called CQ duty at Headquarters Company, 4th Battalion, 21st Infantry, Fort Ord, California, 7th Infantry Division, Light. CQ was a duty that enlisted soldiers rotated through. And in the days before computers and email and text messages, you had to have somebody there to answer the phone at night. The company was open 24 hours a day. And if Uncle Festus bought the farm in, you know, Wherever'sville, Indiana, people would call, and then you would take that message to whomever it pertained. And so the morning, as I was winding up my duty, a man came in, and I thought he was a plumber. We had a leak in one of the bathrooms. And I said, oh good, the plumber's here. And he followed me over to where the leak was, and they had about an inch of standing water in this little shower area. And he says, well, we're going to get this fixed. He said, we're going to get everything fixed and watertight. And as we walked out, I asked him, are you going to get your tools? He says, oh, I'm not the plumber. I'm the new First Sergeant. I'm First Sergeant Gill. He didn't say, I'm First Sergeant Gill. He said, I'm First Sergeant Gill. And I watched him walk out to his van. I don't remember if he had a North Carolina plate or a Georgia plate. I think it was North Carolina. But I remember very, very well, he had a personalized license plate that said, Soldier. And that said it all. When I first met First Sergeant Gill, he wasn't in uniform. He was in civilian clothes. But they call it a military bearing, and he had it. As he walked down the sidewalk, he turned around and said, I'll see you tomorrow morning at 6:30 for PT. I didn't want to tell him that you got the day off the next day when you pulled CQ. I didn't have any interest in getting on this gentleman's bad side. He would go on to change the trajectory of my life. Easily the most influential person I met during my time in the military, and I suspect that's true for a lot of people. He was a soldier. The next time I saw him, he was in uniform. His uniform was crisp and perfect. He had on a combat infantry badge and jump wings and the familiar Tropical Lightning of the 25th Infantry Division out of Hawaii, where he had served in Vietnam. And I remember he always called me Jason. He was not a caricature. He was a character, but he was not a caricature. When he walked around, you knew exactly who was in charge. He was tough. He was uncompromising, but he led by example. He'd get out on these fun runs and 1 mile, no sweat, 2 miles, better yet, 3 miles, soaking wet. Sometimes he'd run around the entire company calling people out. Hey, can you do what I just did? He must have been in his 40s at the time. He was tough. Didn't bend the rules. And in a company of 19 and 20-year-old cynical Gen Xers, he just managed to, I don't know about everybody else, he made me believe that a skinny 140-pound kid could conquer the world. When I heard that he had passed away, I was very, very sad. Very, very sad. As he ascends to a glorious heavenly reunion with all those he has loved and lost and those that we love still, for my part, I'm going to remember him the way he was, a soldier. First Sergeant Gill was born on May 27, 1947, and went home on May 10th in the year of our Lord, 2018. I'm gonna wrap my arms around my daddy's neck and tell him that I've missed him.
tell him all about the man.
And to the friends and family who knew him best, I simply want to say, may the Lord bless and keep you. May he make his face shine upon you. May he look upon you with favor and give you peace. Curtis Gill, Christian soldier.